Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Shark fishing and its oil, a business venture in Barbados. On this day, January 8th in the year 1951, a reporter from the Barbados Advocate interviewed one of the chief producers of shark oil in Barbados. 50-year-old John Maycock was a boat owner and entrepreneur. Maycock disclosed to the Advocate that the gains related to the amount of shark oil, a supplement used widely by Barbadians in the 1950s, were primarily dependent on the fattiness of the liver of the shark. He further confirmed that the age or size of the shark did not matter, because where the liver of an 8-foot-long shark may be dry and give little to no oil, that of a 4-foot one could yield as much as 4 or 5 gallons. Therefore, it was the fat component or consistency of the liver which was integral to the amount of oil gained and the resulting financial benefit. The cost of a 3-gill bottle of oil, which equates to 5 fluid ounces or 150 milliliters, could range from 60 cents to 3 shillings and was used as a dietary supplement to generally strengthen the body, with emphasis on boosting the immune system and healing other ailments. Maycock, who owned 3 fishing boats, added that shark oil was in such high demand that he could not order his crew to turn over the livers of the sharks that they caught, and that on many occasions he was forced to purchase the livers from them. While this interview, published in 1951, highlights the business of shark oil production, did you know that the same operations used in Wales was a sizable business enterprise conducted from these shores in an earlier period? Yes, it was. The whaling industry in Barbados reportedly started about 1867, when the first shore whaling record was documented, and the activity lasted until the 1930s. Although described as a marginal activity during that era, it was still a relatively productive enterprise, where 2 fully functioning stations were established at Spitestown and another less equipped one at Holetown. Humpback whales were noted to be sighted in the warm waters off Barbados during the months of February through May, where they migrated to give birth in the warmer waters of the ocean. Mr. C.H.P. Jordan, also known as Elmer Jordan, and Mr. Jeffrey O'Neill Skinner owned the operations in Spitestown. So on this day, January 8th in the year 1951, an interview which was conducted and later published in the Barbados Advocate remains instructive about one of the areas of commerce that provided income to workers during the downtime of the sugarcane harvesting period. This was dangerous work, and many men lost their lives, but it was a means of providing for their families.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.